Well, I mentioned at the start that Facebook has had a leak. 533 million people worth, in fact, have had their details disclosed in a major leak. This happened a few years ago, I understand, and is just coming to light, but around 7 million Australian accounts included in the breach. Let's have a chat with social media expert Meg Coffey, who is on the line. Hello, Meg. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thanks for the chat.
Now, how worrying is this? I mean, clearly, this is a lot of people in Australia, a lot of users. Is it? I mean, 7 million, you'd think it's 25 million, and I guess not everyone has a Facebook account, but this would be probably half the people on Facebook in Australia, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's about 18 million of us on the platform at last count. Pretty much, if you're on Facebook, change your password right now.
It is
only 7 million, but it's still, you know, when was the last time anyone changed their password on Facebook? It's a good warning. It's a pretty scary thing. And I think what a lot of people are trying to wrap their heads around, I don't know if they're angry about it, but the fact that this happened in 2019 and we're kind of only just now finding out about it, it doesn't sit right.
No, it doesn't. So Facebook would have known then, wouldn't they?
Yeah. And, you know, 2019, that's Cambridge Analytica discussions, that's GDPR discussions. It's kind of like, I mean, I'm a bit anti-Facebook myself personally, even though it's what I do for a living. I find it hard to trust them. And I find it interesting that 2 or 3 days ago, they sent out this newsletter that was like, here, shiny new thing, look at this, while trying to sort of, you know, sweep this leak under the covers.
Mm. So what can people do? Just changing the password? I mean, how do you know you've been hacked? How do you know if you're one of the 7 million?
Well, there's actually a website called Have You Been Zucked? Z-U-C-K-E-D, which I think is hilarious. And you can type your details into it. Now, I'm always wary about typing my details into things because it's like, where am I giving them to?
Yeah.
But it is, you can check and you can see if your details have been released. So far, we know that Mark Zuckerberg himself, his details were in the leak. Apparently, the Pope, his details were in the leak.
Has he got a Facebook account?
Yes.
Hilarious. So anyone could get his phone number potentially.
Well, that's it. And people are going, well, I doubt that Mark Zuckerberg still has the same phone number that he had in 2019.
Wow.
But for the rest of us mere mortals, I mean, I know people that have had the same phone number since we were 16.
Mm.
So that phone number has a lot of data attached to it.
All right, so change your password, as you say. What else can you do? I mean, do you start a new account even?
No, because you're still going to have to hand over your email and other stuff. I think if anything, it's a good warning for people to be careful about the information that they put onto these platforms. You know, we just had the Easter break. How many people put up, "Oh, I'm on holidays. I'm away from home. I'm down the coast." Not realizing that they're leaving their home open to burglars.
Yes. But that's just a common sense thing. That's a common sense thing, isn't it? I mean, we get those warnings every start of every school year when people put up photos of their kids saying, aren't they cute in their uniforms after school for the first time? And there's the school, there's their names, there's, you know, the suburb, all of that.
Yeah, it is. You and I might say it's common sense, but unfortunately, I don't think it is that common because we have to keep saying it.
Mm. Yeah, this is true. So can Facebook be held liable for this in any way?
Okay, so here's the interesting thing. The GDPR, which is the General Data Protection Regulation that covers the EU, says that you must notify people immediately if there has been a breach. Otherwise, you are liable for up to 4% of your global revenue.
Mm, really?
So everyone's going, hey, did you hear about this? Were you notified? And this could be, don't quote me on it, but this could be the thing that gets Facebook.
Really? But 4% of their revenue, I mean, that's still small fry, isn't it, relatively?
Well, that's it. And I think that's why historically they've just been willing to pay the fine, because the fines are so minimal in the grand scheme of things that it's easier to pay the fine than to try and fight it.
Wow. All right. So just be careful. And they certainly didn't tell anyone, did they? I mean, you're saying who knew? Well, no one, clearly.
Well, and that's it. I think that's why people are just even more angry every day there's something new to be angry at Facebook about. And they're constantly at, they're going, no, you can trust us. And we are a trustworthy program or platform. Yet how many leaks have they had?
Yes.
Yeah, people are not happy.
And after that scandal, I forgot what it was called now, Cambridge something, where they were working with some firm and the firm was, I forget the details, I'm sure you probably know them, but this firm had access to how many accounts? It was millions, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, Cambridge Analytica, they have proven, I don't know if you've watched the movie The Great Hack, which was on Netflix, but it's a brilliant film that explains the Cambridge Analytica scandal and how they influenced elections around the world. You know, they had a big play in the U.S. election, in the U.K. election, and they were seen to be testing it. I think it was in Trinidad and Tobago is where they first, don't quote me on that one, but they tested it to say, you know, look, can we control people's minds through this platform and make them do things we want them to?
Interesting. Would you suggest having a Facebook account after this?
Oh, see, this is it. It's hard. So I quit Facebook back in September personally, and I've only recently just gotten back on because my staff were all like, you need to be on. We do social media for a living. You kind of need to know what's happening.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Or did you really have withdrawal? Come on now, Meg.
Well, no, because I replaced all that time with Twitter.
That's even worse. That's a bigger sewer.
Oh, I know. But I'm a big fan of the block button. So if you're not nice to me, away you go.
Yeah, that's the way. You got to do that. You have to do that. All right.
I want to have fun.
Yeah. Good on you, Meg. Thank you for your time this evening. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for the chat.
Meg Coffee, social media expert. 533 million Facebook users have had their personal data breached. Details found on a website for hackers. Where else?